Welcome to the Chi Chamber. This is the closed system instructor level training, certification training, and I've got a very unique concept that we've alluded to in the past in regards to the training. We've talked a little bit about it, but we haven't really gone into the specifics of a Chi Chamber. We've talked about building a Chi Room, and they could be one and the same. However, I'm going to show you the difference of what a Chi Chamber is, and it's something that you can set up as elaborately or not as you like. There are other videos corresponding to this module where you can actually see what a Chi Chamber looks like. I'm going to show you here as well, and essentially what it does. And one thing I just want to caution you about the Chi Chamber, when you set something like this up, it is extremely powerful combined with the advanced exercises that you've been taught, the screens, and all the interpretations of the training, which is the form training. You add in this Chi Chamber and adds another element of power to your training. Now, I've said it before, but it goes without saying that I would imagine there's probably about, I don't even know, 5% of Qigong instructors that know anything about a Chi Chamber. Through my travels and through the studies that I've had, and I've had many different instructors, is I've only found a couple that understand the Chi Chamber that have ever built one. There are several groups that have them, and now you have access to do it. This is one of the tools that separates you from all the other practitioners out there, and it's going to really develop your skills in so many different ways. Let's give you a little bit of an introduction to the Chi Chamber. What you're going to need is you're going to need a sitting chair, new spiral poster. Now, when I say new spiral poster, this poster is very similar to the one that you got in the Vortex training. The only difference is it's a little larger, and we're putting it out in a little larger scale, obviously. We're going to talk about building a 7x7 Chi wall and then creating two or three of these Chi walls. And in another video, you can see what that looks like. I created two Chi walls, and I'd probably recommend starting there, or one wall. This is an advanced level technique, and it really is how to create and properly use a Chi Chamber. What is a Chi Chamber? It is a wall of designs infused with Chi, designed to increase your Chi by harnessing the power of the posters within your own Chi. So these posters, they have elements of energy. The reason they have the elements of the energy is because of the way they're structured. They are essentially hypnotic posters. And that's why we combine a lot of the hypnotic concepts with the Chi training, because they're kind of integrated. And these hypnotic posters, now, if a hypnotist used these posters, they would use these to hypnotize. They don't understand the inherent energy properties of the posters like we do. They would say, yes, the poster has energy, but they don't understand that you can feed off that energy, just like you store energy in a Chi stick. Well, by building a Chi chamber, you're able to build, just your Chi is going to just grow so much more exponentially. This Chi chamber or Chi posters is probably the number one area where we've had people that have abused some of this training, in the sense that they would sit in front of these posters for hours at a time. And it's just not healthy in the beginning, because it will wear you out. It quite possibly could take you places that you've never been or experienced, and it can be a radical change to your life. This is the Chi Chamber poster, and you'll notice on the other video where I actually show you my Chi Chamber, this is the poster. Pretty simple. You can download it, obviously, right here. And it is a hypnotic design. As you look at it, you can feel the energy coming off of it. Going back to the Vortex poster, and I'll show you an example of that, you'll see the similarities. We found this one to be the most effective for a Chi Chamber. We've tested probably dozens of them, and you'll see in some of the other videos, some of the other ones we've done. Okay, this poster is the same design as the Vortex poster. This is the individual versus the 7x7 on the Vortex. So this is the Vortex poster. And you'll notice that when I showed you the other video, I did the same thing, 7 across and 7 down. However, in the actual Chi Chamber that I have, I separated it by color. Now, I believe this file is big enough that you could probably duplicate it to be an entire chi wall if you wanted to do that. I don't know what the expense of something like that is. The way I'm going to show you how to do it is going to be the least expensive, and that is by taking each one of these and having them duplicated and then taped on or pasted on to the walls. It's the easiest way to do it. I haven't even tried this method as far as blowing one of these up. I do have a producer that probably could do it, but I haven't really looked into it, and I imagine it's going to be a lot more expensive than this option. Now, building the chi chamber, as I mentioned in the other video, you're going to build it in a 7x7, but you'll notice I also showed in one of the other videos that I have different interpretations of the chi chamber, of the chi posters. I showed you a 9 poster that I use when I travel that really goes into something that's portable. I showed you another one that folded out that's not quite a chamber that you could use as well. But here's the configuration for the chi chamber is using this diagram and then using the colors, the light green, the light blue, the canary yellow or light yellow, and then white. And then essentially all you need to do is figure out how big you want your chamber to be, and then you get the copies of those in as many equal amounts as you can. Again, it doesn't matter if the poster is, like for instance, let's just go back here. You know, I know you notice that I'll have blue, green, yellow, white. You know, they can be spread out. There's no real method to doing it. However, I would say that the center, which is this one right here, would be to me the poster that I would use for, I would have that as a white, not as a colored, and then I would have the colors all out here. What you're going to notice with this poster is that when you build the chi wall, it's one thing when you look at the poster this way, but when you combine them all together, it's like every one of these dots, every one of these circles has power in it, and it's like shooting and infusing that energy at you. So you're not getting hit with one dot or one dot of power. You're getting hit with multiple dots. That's the key to building the chi chamber. So this is how you want to set it up. You can see it on the other video exactly how I've done it. This is the poster. This vortex poster can be blown up as an additional smaller chamber wall. So again, you've got the vortex poster. I personally use this vortex poster when I'm in my office training, and I use it as a 8.5x11. So it's not huge, but you could make it bigger. It's as powerful when you use it even on this size that you're looking at here on the screen, as it is with the wall in some regards, as long as you're focusing in on it. So it's a powerful design no matter how you look at it. So keep that in mind when you're doing this. Now let's talk about some exercises that you can do when you're doing this chi chamber training. Is sitting in a chair and looking at the chi chamber. So in the example that I showed you where you had the two posters, for example, the way I have it set up is I have two of these, and then the way I have it set up is that you're basically looking at these on the side. And as you look at those posters, you can just kind of zone out. You'd be listening to music, you could be doing your affirmations, and you're going to only want to do that for about 5 minutes. You can use a chi infusion technique that I've discussed in other areas where you put your hands on your knees and you just chill out. You can do your blood washing, your screens, and other exercises in front of the chi chamber. In fact, you're going to want to get used to it so that you do your training in front of this chi chamber. Now, if you can't use the full chi chamber, as I mentioned, use the posters. Utilize the fold-out posters, like kind of what I showed you. I mean, my thing was this, is that I was going to try every possible way to build my chi that was going to be safe. And so as I was building these tools, the first thing I did was just looked at the posters, and I looked at doing a chart, and I put a chart on my wall. Then I did the actual chamber. I put that together. Again, I'm not a carpenter or very handy, but I put together what I thought would be a really good chamber. And I've had that for over 10 years, and that chi chamber has worked beautifully. And then as I started traveling a lot, I then went in and started using the portable diagrams for when I was on the road. And it worked extremely well. And I was able to make gains while I was traveling and so forth. You're going to find the same thing. You can also use the chi stick in the chamber. In fact, when you put the chi stick in the chamber, that chi is just going to generate and flow right into the chi stick. Very powerful concept. You don't want to keep the chi chamber up at all times, unless, of course, it is a room that's totally comprised and the paintings are on the wall. Now, that would be something that would be used in a training camp scenario, which I've seen, but it's not something that most people are going to do. So what I've done is I've given you several different interpretations of this chi chamber, and then you can decide how you really want to move forward with it. You may start off with the posters, see how that works for you, and then you may go directly into building something like this. Like I said, this chi chamber that I developed probably took me about probably less than a day to do. And again, I'm not that handy, and it's jury-rigged to the max. It's probably not that sturdy, but it's not portable either. I mean, I leave it down in my workout room, and I pull it out when I need it. You can also use the chi chamber for your standing meditations. Again, any exercises that we've taught you up until now, you can do in the chi chamber. In the beginning, though, of using the chi chamber, though, I'm going to ask that you limit the amount of exercises that you do inside the chi chamber. For example, right now, many of you are probably at at least an hour of training per day or more. And so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to monitor it and say, okay, I'm just going to give little snippets of the chi chamber training in the beginning so I can get acclimated to it so it doesn't overwhelm me. Because it can overwhelm you. It's a very, very powerful tool to use. You don't want to sit in front of it for more than 5 minutes in the beginning. And again, use your discretion. When I say 5 minutes in the beginning, 5 minutes, it really is 5 minutes. Now, once you get adjusted to it, then you can start adding some minutes and work up from there. Like I said, the worst thing you can do is really just become mesmerized by it and be sitting in front of the chamber or the posters for long periods of time. We've noticed people doing that because they like the feeling that they get from it. It's a feeling of power, has a sense of weirdness to it. It is a strange energy. And so you have to be aware of that. You got to be relaxed and cool. Don't get in front of these posters. Don't go into a chi chamber if you're all yanged out. If you're stressed out, if you're having issues, you're having some kind of personal situations that are up. And when, again, I've said this so many times, but again, it's the time that I don't say it that somebody says, oh, well, you didn't say it that time. So I did a standing meditation. I was all yanged up and I went into the chi chamber and started just mesmerizing myself out on these posters. You can't do that. You got to be relaxed and cool. Use common sense. And like anything, I mean, this is almost like using a drug in the sense that you want to get used to it slowly but surely and build up from there. There's going to come a time where you could spend an hour in front of the chi chamber, but you want to make sure you build up to it because there's too many things that can go wrong. It can change your chi even after just a few hours of training. Now, when I say a few hours of training, I'm talking about 5 minutes at a time. So however long that takes is a couple hours. It's going to radically change your chi. Again, the biggest thing is keeping the energy cool, relaxed, euphoric, blissful, making sure that when you enter into this chi chamber that you feel really fantastic, that you're taking on energy that's going to help you, that's going to assist you, that's going to allow you to be able to do all the things you want to do. Now, you'll notice when you start getting in front of this chi chamber or you're in the chi chamber, when you come out, you're going to be buzzing even more so than you are just from doing your regular exercises because it has that much power. I would recommend using nice, relaxing music while you go through it and just absorbing the energy. But again, not too much. That's the biggest thing is in the beginning, a little bit is more. Let's go over some chi chamber techniques. You want to focus on the dot in the middle and you want to line it up with your third eye. I kind of alluded to this before, but that's what you want to do. For those of you that really want to start, astral projecting better, this chart, this chi chamber is going to do that. Now, in the next module, we're going to go into some really unique concepts with regards to that. So kind of setting you up, we started with the Vortex training last module. Now we're going into this training and we're setting it up so that it's a progression, so that by the time you get to some of the things we're going to teach you in the next module, you understand what's going on. But focusing on the dot in the middle and lining it up with your third eye and feeling that energy shoot into you is going to cause some things to happen. It's going to cause that opening for your third eye to really take place. The other thing that's going to happen is that as you focus on that dot, is it's almost like you get sucked into that dot. It's a very strange phenomenon. I don't even really know how to explain it, but once you do it, you understand what I'm saying. The other thing you can do is you can take all of the dots and stream them into your body as if you're getting infused with energy as well. Now, rather than focusing on the dot, the other technique you want to use, again, when I say these techniques, these are primarily techniques that you're going to do outside of the other techniques that you're doing. For instance, if you were doing your screens in front of the chi chamber, you don't necessarily have to look at the chi chamber because your peripherals are already picking it up. You can still be focused on your arm as you're doing the passes on your arm and you're focusing on the screens or the C or the O, whatever the technique you're doing. However, you can also just sit there and use a peripheral vision and bring the chi into the body, kind of like a chi infusion technique where you have a soft eye, peripheral vision, and that chi is just absorbing into your body and feels so good. And just feels so relaxing, so euphoric, that when that energy is coming in, it's just phenomenal. And that's an amazing technique that will work. You can also use the chamber for healing. Now, we're going to go into distant healing in one of the other modules, in which you can certainly use the chamber. But you could bring somebody into the chamber and actually have them lay down in the chamber and feel that energy coming in, depending upon how charged up the chamber is. Obviously, I wouldn't do it the first time. And it really depends on your energy as well. You can also use it to increase your healing power so that you can feel energized, so that if you're a healer, you can go out and do even more powerful healings. You're going to find that this chamber concept is so very unique that very, very few people utilize it. And you're just not going to find too many people that understand it. You could go to people that do chakra healing and Reiki and many different types of healing concepts that will never understand this concept and have never done it. This will exponentially take your healing abilities far greater than theirs. Can also use the chamber for psychic powers. And that would be from the standpoint of getting that third eye open, getting your body even more open. Because in every aspect of your body, in every tissue, every cell of your body are memories. In your arms, your legs, your organs, your head, obviously. And so when you go into the chamber, you can almost use that as a cleansing mechanism to open you up even more so that you can use those psychic powers. When I say psychic powers, it's such a strange thing because I've never been into psychics or any of that type of thing. However, from doing this training, I've become quite psychic as a result of my mind and body opening up and my spirit opening up. So, you know, this is certainly a way to do that, to prepare yourself for getting more and more phenomenon like that to work. And that could reside in anything from the telekinesis to the clairvoyance and all of the concepts that we've taught all the way along. If you go into the Internal Power Centers course, I mean, that's just a great system to go into and read about some of these things and then kind of apply those in there. So the chi chamber is really a system that you can utilize in so many different ways. It's not just one mechanism. It is now a staple of your training. Main thing on the chi chamber is don't sit for too long in the chamber in the beginning. Please heed my advice here. I've had many people do this for too long a period of time, and it didn't help them. It weirded them out. It made them feel so strange. And it really set back their training, because then they couldn't train as often, because now maybe they were even afraid of it. They had weird dreams or whatever the case might be. So please heed that advice. Don't keep the posters up all the time. So for example, if you have an office, you wouldn't want to keep them up all the time. I had one in my office prior to this, but the new office that I'm in right now, and I had it in my background and I covered it But it was there a lot of times. I would take the covering down and I would actually use it. It was actually a wall. It wasn't in a complete chamber. So you could go back and forth between having a wall diagram, let's say a 5x5 versus a 7x7, and set it up that way. That's what I had at my old office, is a 5x5. And if you look back at some of the videos that I did in the past, you'll notice that cheap poster in the back of some of the videos I did, even if you go back to the early Inner Circle videos. Always be cool and in a good mood. That goes without saying. We've been teaching that from day one primarily. And it's so important when you get to these tools. And more so, you know, since this is instructor level training, we want to make sure that everyone understands that as you're bringing someone through a system like this, that you're teaching them the same way we're teaching you, which is you're not necessarily jumping the gun and giving them techniques to do before their time. When you do that, sometimes the techniques that are high-level techniques really won't work because the body, mind, and spirit are not prepared for it. So keep that in mind as you're doing it, and also realize that there are going to be some people that are naturally gifted in certain areas. And so obviously you've got to be perceptive to that and understand that if somebody does have more of a talent in a certain area, that you want to meet them at their needs. So there might be somebody that could take this training quicker than someone else. And that's just the way it is. I remember years ago, we took some people as a test with the Qi chamber and the Qi posters. And about half of them got to the point where they quit the training totally because they didn't listen to us. And the ones that stayed with us are probably still with us today doing the training because they followed the program. They didn't try to be a maverick and add something to it that didn't need to be added. So it's very important that you understand that. Use the chamber with caution. It does have power, and the more you sit in front of it, the more powerful you will get. The good news is it's a great power. It's a great, powerful technique. It's going to allow you to be able to do all of the things that we've been teaching you in a much more hyper way. In a sense, you'll be able to attract better. You'll be able to send your chi out better. You're going to be able to heal better. You're going to be able to do everything better health-wise. Everything will now be magnified by putting this chi chamber concept in place. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Obviously, I have it on both video and audio, so listen to it or watch it as much as possible. Watch the other videos. And please, if you have any questions, please let us know. Also, let us know when you create your Qi chamber. Send us pictures of it. I'd love to see what they look like, or a quick video or whatever. If there's anything I can do for you, just send me an email, and I'll talk to you soon. So long.